Until recently, it was regarded as one of the coolest fashion brands on the planet. Balenciaga has worked with celebrities including Kim Kardashian, Justin Bieber, and Nicole Kidman. And now the brand is facing a firestorm of outrage over not one, but two ad campaigns. Pam Danziger is a luxury marketing expert and senior contributor to Forbes magazine and our guest. Welcome.
Well, hi. Nice to be with you.
Okay, so for those who aren't familiar with this brand, how would you describe it in terms of, you know, where it sits compared to other really exclusive labels like Gucci and Dior?
Well, it's a good deal smaller than those big brands, but it's owned by the Kering conglomerate, which also owns Gucci. So Gucci is a sister brand for Balenciaga. And Balenciaga, I guess, would, you know, maybe the younger sister, a little edgier sister to Gucci, but Gucci's pretty edgy too.
Okay, edgier. Can you describe the ad campaign featuring the teddy bears that's caused so much outrage?
Yeah, it really, and you know, you can find the pictures on the internet. They took children posing with a teddy bear bag that they were promoting. The teddy bear bag itself wasn't being sold to children, but they posed the children with this teddy bear bag dressed in S&M, you know, bondage gear. And it just crossed the line. I mean, there was no question that the ad was intended to be provocative, but they just crossed the line in posing children in an over-sexualized way and, you know, created a tremendous backlash against the company and the brand.
And what about the second ad campaign that has Supreme Court documents relating to a child pornography decision? What's that about?
Yeah, well, you know, that is even more, you know, I kind of look at the teddy bear bag thing as being more implicit, but the Supreme Court ruling on child pornography posed with a handbag on a table, which again, it was a separate advertising campaign. I think that was much more explicit and that goes way over the line, because why do we need to be talking about child pornography and advertisements for a luxury brand handbag? And, photo shoots, you know, photographers and their stylists don't have Supreme Court rulings from the United States, you know, in their prop closet.
What's been the company's response? Have they explained what's happened here?
Well, they've issued two apologies. They've also, as I understand it, filed a lawsuit against the photographer who took at least one of the campaigns. But I don't think that there's really a leg to stand on, because if there's two things that luxury brands are OCD about, one, it's the design and craft of their products. They have to be, you know, perfect. And the other is the design and craft of their advertisements, because everything in luxury hinges upon advertising, building desire. And that's the whole goal of the advertising campaigns. So everything gets very, very careful and thorough review before it goes out the door of a luxury brand.
Luxury brands are run by creative directors. What can you tell us about the man at the head of Balenciaga? How much of his influence would have gone into ads like these?
Well, I can't speak for this program or this advertising campaigns, but I do think that he probably had his hand. I mean, they are OCD too. The designers are OCD about what they put out there, and they're very, very controlling and very intent on checking all the boxes and making sure everything is pristine in their eyes that goes out. So I would imagine that he was completely and totally involved in both of these things. But again, that's my speculation. And if this thing comes to court, we'll find out.
How have ambassadors of the brand responded to this? I'm thinking of, you know, big names like Kim Kardashian and Nicole Kidman.
Yeah, well, Kim Kardashian has made a statement against it, but I don't think that she's broken relationships with the brand. And if you ask me to speculate, I would imagine she probably won't. She might just lay low for a little while and expect this all to blow over. But, you know, the thing about luxury is very much a cultural concept. The whole thing hinges upon, you know, creating this desire and elevating the brand and the imagery above the ordinary, and to be tasteful, not tasteless. And that definitely was what this advertising campaign was. And I don't think that the consumers are going to forget. I think that the bloom is off the rose when it comes to the Balenciaga brand. I mean, whether they can recover completely, but I suspect it's going to take a while for people to want to do business with them again, or a lot of people do want to do business again with them.
Other luxury brands have faced criticism for controversial ad campaigns in the past. It's not the first time there's been controversy, yeah. Like Dolce & Gabbana's Eating with Chopsticks ad in China. How would you compare, though, this controversy? Is this one the worst one yet?
Well, you know, I do think that over-sexualizing children is definitely worse than what Dolce & Gabbana did. I think they just did it out of foolishness. They just didn't realize how it would, that advertising campaign would appear to be, you know, racist and derogatory in origin for the Chinese people. But the fact is, in 2019, Dolce & Gabbana reached a historic high in terms of sales. Now, we had the decline caused by the pandemic, and all the luxury brands declined during the pandemic year. But in 2021, the luxury brands, you know, the personal luxury market basically recovered and made up all that they had lost. But Dolce & Gabbana continued to decline and is, you know, I think they're off about 20% now in terms of sales in 2021. So the Chinese people didn't forget. And as I say, I think that we're going to see Balenciaga going the same route.
So is there a way for them to come back from this? I mean, you've given us a bit of a hint of what you think, but, like, you know, what do they need to do public relations wise?
Well, I think they need to be more proactive. I think they need to speak out more. Honestly, I think they need to get to the bottom of who let this occur. And I point the finger at, the designer, who has been, people just have raved about his designs, but, you know, he's a young man and just not as seasoned, and, you know, he needs some seasoning, I guess. I don't know. I don't know how you come back from something like this, but I do think by being proactive, by speaking out more, by really, you know, the mea culpa, it's really important. I think just the little apologies we've seen so far are just not enough. And lawsuits, I don't think is going to do it either.
Thank you so much for joining us, Pam.
Thank you.
Pam Danziger is a luxury marketing expert and senior contributor to Forbes magazine. And just to give you an idea of how big a brand this is, here's a snippet of just how prolific it is in pop music today.
In a minute, I'ma need a sentimental man or woman to pump me up. Feeling fussy, walking in my Balenciaga's, trying to bring out the fabulous.
Yep, there you go. Just, you know, some casual references there.
It's easier than ever to hear your favourite local and national ABC radio stations, live and on demand on the ABC Listen app.